Yeah.
The glove works.
You know, we want to throw the football in there. I'm going hard. I have a sense of accountability and responsibility. I know a lot of people rely on me to direct and manage and lead. I juggle a lot of different balls. I've always said, as long as one never hits the floor, we're good, but some are going to get close. Yeah, I'm flat out. I'm going all the time.
So these guys are doing a 30-minute special on me. This is called Packer Life for lifelong Packer fans.
Oh, my God.
For me, attending games, it's something I can start looking at when the schedule comes out. And Drew, my son, I think he gets that schedule before I do because he's like, hey, Dad, here's where I think we can go. I've made this now a tradition that at least once a year we're all coming to Lambeau, bringing all the kids and my grandkids. Now my granddaughter, her first game was last year. Roman's first game is this year. It takes my mind off a lot of things, the 200-plus emails I'm doing every single day and just grinding away. And I started thinking about coming up here 2 weeks ago. I mean, it's in my blood. And I've been fortunate that I've been able to influence and inject a little bit of that blood into my wife, who grew up in Louisville, no professional team. She's a diehard, too. She's got to get out, go out of the room sometimes when something doesn't happen the right way. And the kids, it's been a great bonding experience for us. You know, since I could walk and talk, I mean, I just lived and breathed it.
Packers showing the five-man rush, and here it comes. Winston under pressure, hit by Lowry. Nobody picked him up. Loss of 15.
I think once that black and white TV started showing those games, you know, my dad was casually into sports, but he knew that I lived and breathed them. And before I kind of dedicated my career and my direction to speed skating at really like 14 or so. I mean, I was hardcore football, baseball, basketball. Bart Starr was my idol. I broke my arm when I was 12 years old. I was in the hospital for 45 days. On my back, I shattered my entire elbow. One of the greatest things that ever came to get well was a 36 by 24 inch poster of Bart Starr with a letter from him. That was one of the big uplifting moments of laying in that hospital bed because he was my idol. The emotion for me coming here is just those memories when you're a kid. That strong affiliation with this team and a lot of pride. The great thing about this franchise is the honor and respect, and you look at all those names. I mean, the amount of people in the Hall of Fame. I mean, it has stood for an organization that has had a standard of excellence and a lot of success that most teams can only dream of. People talk about the Packers all over the world, and, you know, it's this thing, too, when you got a boat, you always wave at the guy in the boat. Everyone waves. Packer fans, it's always, hey, go Pack, no matter where you see them. Everyone does it. So it's just this connection, I think, of people that most teams can't even imagine, which also ties us into, I think, Wisconsin. I mean, I'm really proud of my roots. It's just this Midwest mentality of we don't have our hands out. We're in there, you know, getting dirty and helping each other and trying to make the world a little better place. And that's why I take a lot of pride in telling people I'm a cheesehead. I don't even say I'm from Wisconsin. I just tell them I'm a cheesehead, and I always say I'm a cheesehead and I'm a Packer shareholder. So really proud of that. This has been hard. This has controlled my life and a lot of other people's lives. This is 2.5 million square feet of vertical in 30 months. There's not a developer in the world that would ever tackle that or taken that on.
He's great with leadership. He digs into projects and embraces them. In fact, he gets credit for leading the development of this project in which we stand right now, SunTrust Park and the Battery Atlanta. Mike was at the front of that, getting that done because of his hard work ethic, his energy, and nobody wanted to mess with him.
It's amazing, but it's not surprising. If you know Mike and you know the kind of person he is, when he sets his mind to do something, he's going to accomplish it.
We all say this, you want to give your parents a lot of credit, but it's a foundation, I think, that's ingrained in you early on. I saw my dad work 2 and 3 jobs, put my brother and I through our skating careers, and guess what? When we were around and we weren't training, we went and helped him do whatever he was doing to make some extra money in that. And so I have a really strong work ethic. It comes from there.
Okay, I'll see you guys in the club.
Okay.
All right, man. Cool.
It's the old story. Mike was kind of the athlete first and everything else was second, third, and fourth. And to see that he's gotten to this place in his life, it's an amazing thing. And then you look around at this. This is really a monument to Mike and his hard work and the relationships he has with people.
I get motivated after you get off the field to play. I loved it when people told me, you can't do that. When I built my business in China, people were like, are you crazy? You cannot do that, Mike. Build things in Russia, they're like, no chance that happens. And when I hear that, I'm like, okay, now we get to go. Now we get to compete. And, you know, as a leader, what I need to do is every day, I need to just motivate and inspire people to think we can get to that finish line. And it's going to be hard. But bring your high standard of excellence every day. Collaborate well together. And we're going to work hard, but we're going to have some fun. And at the end of the day, we're all going to look at each other and say, you know what? We did that. Took over as the EVP in 2003, got everyone to start collaborating and really worked hard. And in basically 2 years, we turned it around. We were making money. And it was about a year later where I said, okay, what are we missing here? And what you're missing in a lot of sports facilities, and that's what I really love about what Mark and the entire organization did with Titletown. I always call it, we're a golf course with no home sites around it. Augusta, Cypress, and a few others can make it like that. Most golf courses, you have to have home sites around them. So we're 81 days a year, we can fill this place up, but there's nothing to drive people here, have them come early, stay late, have a sense of place here. I tried for 8 years to try to get something done with the city of Atlanta, and though Cobb was left, a pretty affluent county here, and I had a lunch with the chairman, it lasted for 3 hours, saw that he got interested, and 3 times looked him in the eye and said, you will not be a stalking horse for the city of Atlanta. If you and I can find a way to make this work, here's where we're coming. We did something no one's ever done before. It's a credit to thousands of people that just worked really hard, worked in concert. I don't mind it behind my back. They call me General Patton at times, which is fine. Someone had to drive it. We've created, through 2020, they say $4 billion of economic impact here already. So it has been wildly successful. People just love it. They come here early. They stay late. So it's all working.
I don't even remember meeting him the first time. He was on staff with the Olympic Committee. And I was an athlete chosen to carry the flag for the opening ceremonies of the World University Games. He was the one designated to hand me the flag and make sure I knew that the United States never dips the flag. I didn't know what he was talking about.
It's a national tradition here, and it's actually a law. We don't dip the flag.
So all I remember is some obnoxious administrator giving me the flag, but
Yeah, I guess I might have been a little overreaching with that one, but I wanted to make sure I did. That was part of one of my jobs, you know.
When we first talked, I was like, that was you? And he goes, yeah, that was me.
She remembered it, yeah. And I guess it didn't hold too much of a grudge because here we are today.
Growing up with a dad who always watched the NFL on Sunday but never had a team, it was really fun to suddenly have a team to root for. So he was really nice and kind of let me be an adopted Packer fan.
early on, you start taking her to games, and then right out of the chute, second, third year in, we're going to the Super Bowl. We go to New Orleans, we win that Super Bowl, and she was just part of that. Again, that winning is infectious, you know? So I said, look, this is what we do. This is what this team does. You don't need another team to root for because we're part of this tradition. She sees how passionate I am. She appreciates my passion for the Packers. And certainly, Drew gets born, I buy that first share. My name and his name's on it. And then the girls, a couple years later, well, how come we don't have a share? I was like, you weren't born in 97. Drew was born in 97. And then they released some more shares, and I surprised everyone at Christmas that year. They all said, how come your name's on all those shares, Dad? And I said, I'm the common thread through this whole thing. So I said, I'm going to make sure I never get outvoted here.
The family routine on Sunday is sit down, watch the first half, then at halftime my dad starts cooking nachos.
He makes these nachos that we all can't wait for. We love them. They're part of our tradition.
And I don't just throw chips and a bunch of swirly cheese whiz on them. I lay them all out. I methodically make sure every chip is going to have cheese on it and some black olives and jalapenos and some black beans.
Kind of enjoy those first part of the second half, and then it's game time after that. Got to make sure we get a win.
Even when I'm up at school and I can't make it home to watch a Packers game with the family, I'm making nachos. There's no doubt in my mind. They're not as good as Dad's. I mean, they're pretty basic, but you can't watch a Packers game without nachos because of Dad.
That's something that connects us. This team connects us. Those nachos connect us. Put them together, they're great memories for us.
I'm very grateful to the Packers that they are part of our family, and that we come together every Sunday. Even if we're not together physically, we're together emotionally.
We welcome you to the 93rd season of Green Bay Packers football. 70,000 plus here at Lambeau Field in Green Bay.
That's one of my favorite stories. For 6 weeks, we held the secret. And it was such a hard secret to keep. And they, you know, Drew especially was begging, but Maddie too was begging, can we go to Lambeau Field? Can we go to Lambeau Field?
You know, I didn't tell any of them that we're going to fly up there. I got my buddy, we're going to fly up on a private plane. And so I said, we got tailgate, we're all set up. I said, but don't tell the kids, let's surprise them.
I was upstairs in my room doing homework as a sophomore in high school. My brother was upstairs in his room doing homework. We have an intercom system in our house, and all of a sudden it was, Maddie, Drew, get down to the living room immediately. And we were like, oh, shoot, what did we do?
I said, look, your mom and I got something really challenging to tell you here. It's going to be a life-altering moment for you. Don't worry, you're going to get through it. I mean, I was really, and all of a sudden, Drew's like laughing. What do you think? I said, do you think this is funny? He said, well, Mom certainly does. She's behind me, and she's gone.
I just couldn't help it. I'm just trying to hold back this laughter. I had started having tears come to my eyes.
I was like, way to go, man. I had these guys, I had them going, thinking, like, you and I getting a big D here. So then I said, look, you go upstairs. And you pack your clothes, because we're going to Green Bay for the game. And Drew jumps up, and yeah, it was awesome.
We tailgated in someone's backyard right there by the stadium. It was incredible just being there for the first time, like unlike any other stadium in football. So it was just incredible. To this day, it's the best day of my life.
Got Cobb, cutting left, stiff arms, to the 10, to the 5, Darby, end zone, touchdown!
It was really fun, and we've gone once a year since and have brainwashed my niece into it. She actually went last year for her first game and had her own little jersey and got the little Packers monkey and wore a cheese head and everything. It was really fun.
It's one of those days of the year, once again, coming here at least once a year, that just I really look forward to, because our lives are busy and you create those special environments. Worked hard and been able to make some things happen, and anytime I can get my family together, they're special moments.
It's awesome. It's really cool to be here together, and obviously this is not a normal experience, and I grew up here in Wisconsin, and we came to Lambeau maybe one time, two times growing up when I was little. It was a real special thing, and so to be here on the field is unbelievable, really.
She's been a diehard, and it doesn't take much effort to inject into them early that this is our team. So she's in Milwaukee, and we text during every game. She's, you know, back and forth. And so Stevan, my son-in-law, grew up in Detroit, and he knows he is outnumbered. I think Eric has the picture. She took a picture of him crying on the floor after the Hail Mary from a couple years ago.
Rainbows high and deep into the end zone, and it is caught for a touchdown. A leaping touchdown catch is made, and the Packers have won.
He was on the floor crying when Rodgers threw that ball in the end zone that night.
A rainbow of a prayer, and it came up golden in the end zone for Green Bay.
Don't be a biter. Don't be a biter. You gotta lick it.
It's great to be a grandfather. That first time Erica called me and told me, you know, was that 7 years, 8 years ago now, I hung up the phone and I was like, damn, grandfather. Because I remember walking her down the aisle 5 years earlier than that. And I said, hey, honey, she was nervous and I tried to get a little levity there. I said, hey, I just got one favor to ask you. I'm cool if you want to just, you know, forget about that grandpa thing for a while. I mean, give it a little rest, all right? I'm totally cool with that. But here they are, they're great kids and they're really good parents. Bringing Reese here last year was really special. One of my greatest pictures was her on that sideline with that cheese head on and seeing the players. I mean, it was really cool. Fortunately, I think last year I was here twice, the year before I was here three times. And then on the road, we try to make a game on the road as well. Well, you look at Nashville, I mean, Atlanta, we were there this year again. Jacksonville, Carolina, we usually try to make those games as well. But yeah, it's something we plan around. Well, nice job
when I was flying over it.
It reminds me of obviously when I look at our place and think back 4 years ago when I was walking through woods.
Yeah.
And when I saw the plans, you just got a parking lot and then you see it all come alive, feels pretty good.
Now, do you have ice skating in Atlanta?
We do. Thought it was brilliant. And it's obviously what we've just finished at a different scale. We're all in the business of winning. There is no question about it. I don't think any of us in this business lose sight of how important that is. Come on, Reese. Come on, honey. However, part of what helps that is to create these destinations. We've got Mecca here in Lambeau Field. We've got history and tradition here. How do you extend that reach? How do you create this destination and activate that?
We had to put a football field in.
Yeah,
right? We're the,
yeah, you're right.
We're
right.
A football team.
Exactly.
But it's unbelievable how popular it is.
Nice.
The brewery is killing it. I mean, they're unbelievable.
Yeah. I got it right away, and as I said, we're all in the development real estate business a little bit now, but when you see kids out there, you see families out there, bringing them into, again, this environment, extending beyond just the field of play, that's where our businesses are going.
Let's see what you got, Roman. Go, buddy, go!
One, which is always a tribute to the people that are involved in the creation and then the execution, is that it's starting to look like what they put on paper. There's a lot of times, there's a lot of grandiose dreams, and doesn't end up anything like that. Secondly, again, it's just you can see how many people are out there where you're bringing people here into an environment that we know what it stands for to be part of Lambeau Field, inside and outside. Now you're extending that. They weren't going to be here today if there was still an asphalt parking lot. You know, so creating that unique destination, creating energy, creating a sense of place, seeing all those kids skating around the rink is brilliant. Most rinks don't look like that. I mean, it's very, very cool. You can imagine what's going to happen as the thing gets more and more developed.
Yeah, it made sense. Here's how hockey coaches walk across the ice.
Oh, yeah.
I can get it down.
Here we go.
Didn't go anywhere.
my relationship with Mark evolved after I started following his career when he got here.
Yeah, so that's done well for us. Then you can see,
you know, when I look at my own career in sports, the Olympic Committee and all the things I've done for now many, many years there with dealing with boards and committees and commissions. This is the only professional team in America that has, you know, a board and an executive committee. And to navigate that is not easy.
Go Packers.
For him to still be here in that challenging environment speaks volumes for obviously the kind of leader he is, his management style, and what he's brought to this organization. I look at the Packers like I do the Braves. I'm so heavily invested in these guys doing well because it's just an emotional investment because it's been there for my whole life. Just never lost it. And I've never been a fair weather fan. I mean, winning's great. I mean, this is all about winning. I was saying that to Mark. Let's not lose sight of the fact that, yeah, we're in the real estate business now, the development business. This is about winning the World Series. This is about winning the Super Bowl. That's what all of us continue to keep our eye on. You just see the emotional attachment to this team. And like I said, it just doesn't exist a lot of places. I mean, people are fans of their team. This is something that's just different. And as I said, I work in this business, so I see that and have a close understanding of it. And it's a prideful organization that has a huge global impact for this little town. This can't happen anywhere. You take a lot of pride in saying, yeah, but I'm part of that.